B-Pod Studios.
From the Moffitt Restaurant Group?
Loren got a Christmas gift. Is it for all of us or just for you?
No, it's just for me.
It says, Dear Loren?
Yeah, this says Loren Marola. Well, it says Lauren Marola, but that's okay.
Loren also has this weird thing where she gets emails about the show to her private booking through her website.
Yeah. This is interesting.
Hey, by the way, we got a Christmas card from the Kerr family, which is very nice of them.
Who's the Kerr family?
I don't know. Oh. Michael, Darcy, Jordan, Bella, Ava, and Lucas.
Oh,
put them together, buddy. Put the words together and make
real
sense.
Real estate clients of mine.
Are they really?
They are, nice. Yeah.
Well, they sent it to the MRL show.
That's nice.
Is this the backyard that you got them? Looks a little flooded. It's a little wet.
I don't know. I can't tell from here if that's the backyard. Right. I got
there you go.
Them.
That's the Kerr family.
Let's see here. Yeah, look at them all. The kids, this is the backyard I got for them.
Good. So wait, these people moved to Charlotte, and then you said, hey, not only am I a real estate agent, I'm also a morning show radio host?
I don't know if they moved. No, they were already living here in Harrisburg. So get this. This is the people that bought a house like a block over. Like literally, they moved one street over.
Oh, that's funny.
From where they live now. They wanted to stay in the same neighborhood. Their family just got so big they needed a bigger house. But no, when I met them, I was like, hey, I also do a radio show, and now they're big fans.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to stay in our neighborhood if we ever have to move again.
Yeah, you know, they lived in the Peach Orchard Estates. Not trying to sell the neighborhood or anything. It's like 30, 40 minutes away from here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like yours. It has everything you need right there.
Yeah.
Right there. So he had family already living there in the neighborhood. So
yeah,
he's
that's
like,
hard.
Just move me over a block. But the Kerr
awesome.
Family, look, they had a set like Loren with the whole candy cane signs.
Oh, yeah.
I like, because we do like a little description of our podcast, like three things. It's like, you know, today we talked about blah, blah, blah. Today we talked about the Kerr family.
Yeah.
Hey, we also got a text message to
say. Oh, by the way, he volunteered at the phone bank.
Okay, that's
when
awesome.
We're doing Levine. Go ahead.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Cool.
Yep.
We got a text message from someone that said, good morning, MRL. My 11-year-old daughter is a huge fan of y'all's show. And spelt y'all, Y-A-W-L-S, y'all's, which is, I use Y-A apostrophe.
Me too. L-L,
but I'm going to start using Y-A-W-L-S, y'all's.
Yeah.
We started homeschooling this year, and she could technically sleep in, but she gets up just so she can hear y'all's show in the mornings.
Aww.
And at the top of her Christmas list that she gave me was a request to meet y'all. Hmm. Do y'all do meet and greets? And sure enough, she showed us a picture of the Christmas list. And it says, here's your Christmas wish. Meet Mani, Roy, and Loren. MRL show is on top of Staples gift card, life-size teddy bear, and mini vac for my room, plus a new fitness tracker. We're on the top of the list. So
aww.
I think we should call them back and see if she could come in tomorrow. The only problem with doing things like that is it's like when you invite someone up to the studio or someone says they have a really good story they want to tell you on the radio, I'm not going to say never lives up to the hype because that's not fair for us to say, but it's always like, you know, this girl comes in and we're at the top of her list. We're like, hey, and she would be like, hi.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, they get scared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you want somebody to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Most listen, I rarely get the screaming so excited reaction.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, let's talk about you, Roy, and we'll dive in a little deeper because we didn't have time to get into the whole thing when you caused a traffic jam on Independence Boulevard. And by the way, we tried to find the traffic report from yesterday that Yankee Pete did for us because we thought it might be funny if they mentioned your car and a man in a white Taurus with the hood open is really causing a jam on Independence Boulevard.
Yeah, well, that would be pretty
we couldn't
cool.
find the audio.
No, but I was leaving a dermatology appointment at Sona Med Spa Dermatology, and I noticed going there that my car was getting like hot over like to the point where it's going to be overheating, but it wasn't bad. Then as soon as I left, that's when the overheating alarms went off. The dashboard looked like a Christmas tree with all the lights flashing up. My car shaking. And I was like, listen, I just got to get to 45 to 74 because that's where Town and Country Ford is. And I'll just leave it.
Yeah.
I'll just drop it off and leave it. And so I ended up on Independence, and he finally just quit working. Locked up. Smoke billowing out of the hood. Pulled over. Everything cooled down. Let the smoke out. I then called for a tow, but I canceled that because it's too expensive. So I rigged up a system involving towels that would air a lot to prop up my hood, that would put a lot of air into my car to cool it down. And then I
Smart thinking. Did you Google that?
No, I was just thinking I got to cool this damn thing down.
I don't know if you'll find that on Google. It sounds like a fire hazard.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else was doing that. I think just me. And then from there, I would just kind of sputter until I got there. And it was like 4 miles I had to get to. So I'd go up a stoplight, pull over, let the car cool down, restart it, do it again. And so finally, when I pulled into Town and Country Ford, smoke's coming from my hood.
So it looks like a disaster.
Yeah, it's like cracked open. I pull in. They don't have me on the schedule at all. They're like, who is this guy?
That's funny.
I'm like, I have issues. I need help. So, and they were great. They helped.
Somebody texted in, said they're a mechanic, and it sounds like it's your thermostat. Like, who knew a car had a thermostat?
Probably, yeah. I don't know.
But they gave you a loaner?
Yeah, he said, do you have transportation arranged? I said.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This wasn't arranged. No, yeah. I don't have. I did not plan to be That's here funny. Right now. And he's like, all right, let me see if I can get you a vehicle nice. So you can get home.
How long do you get to keep the loaner for?
Well, I guess until the car's fixed.
Okay.
Hey. Hopefully it's after the holidays, after I do my holiday traveling.
I know. Well, you never know when they're going to get to it.
I know. I told Sterling, I was like, if they call, I'm going to miss it a couple times. I can get some mileage out of this thing.
All right. So then we got a call from our friend Colby, who we took this off the air. And Colby said, y'all, I am having a baby boy. And she said, and he's going to have to grow into his penis. Yeah. I guess we could say on the rap party. Yeah.
I mean, it's not that bad of a word.
She said it's huge, and he's going to have to grow into it.
No, she hasn't had the baby yet. She just got her first sonogram, her anatomy scan.
Yes, the ultrasound says it's huge. Right. So I said to her, I said, well, what about your man? Is your man big? And she goes, meh, he's okay. And then I wrote down a note.
What do you think you're? Does your size pass down from family? Is that how that works?
It could, supposedly. There's a story that I'll never forget telling. I was still in college, has to be 96, and my brother Rich and my dad pulled their pants down and had a dick off, I guess, at the table.
What?
Oh, my God.
Because my brother was saying that actually, my brother's friends were telling him that, like, you know, he was blessed with the manly penis. And so my dad goes, yeah, because you got this.
What?
Yeah. And my brother goes, oh, let me look and see if it matches up. Now, my mom wasn't home. She was on a girl's trip. But
Does
I'm sitting
the
at the table.
Does the penis have something so impressive to
Well, now
to
I fast forward.
Out.
Point is that my wife goes, meh. You're great for me.
That's funny.
So that's why I wanted to ask Lorraine, because I know she enjoys talking about her personal life this way.
You're great for me.
Oh, what do you want to know?
Like, I don't know. Like, how, like Dallas, like, is Dallas like Amanda? Like, great for me. Not extremely, like, one way or the other. Just
I would say Dallas is above average.
Ah! And there it
Not
is,
Not to get
people.
Too graphic.
And there it is.
Wow.
And I'm trying to figure this out because I feel like Colby and myself are, like, very close in our pregnancies. But she had her anatomy scan yesterday. And I have a doctor's appointment today where I'm getting a sonogram. But I don't think this is my anatomy scan. I don't think I get it until January.
Well, ask.
I'm going to.
Say, hey, today on the show we're talking about baby penis. Can
and
I
I'm
see?
Going all by myself. Does anyone want to come and be my stand-in husband?
Nicole, why don't you go with Ren? You love the baby.
I'm busy.
All I know is I'm jealous of this.
I'm busy.
I get it. I'm busy, too. It's Christmas time. It's
Fine.
Nuts right
you know.
now.
I do have to go to my son's Christmas party or else I would go.
I was half kidding, by the way.
I'll handcuff myself to you and we'll go.
That's okay.
I am jealous of Colby's kid. I don't ever remember anyone being like, "Ew, Roy, when, when we saw photos of him, we knew.
There's a legend of Lil Roy." You familiar with the legend of Baby Roy? No, tell us about it.
There's a third leg. Like a third leg. Yeah.
There was no rumors like that circulating about me. What the hell? I'm so pissed.
Yeah. But my wife, she's just, you know, and she's right. Listen, I'll be the first one to admit it. Meh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not mad. I'm not overly like my father or my brother either.
Well, I mean, what would you have done if she was like, had better?
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's basically saying, she's not saying she had better. She's saying she's had bigger.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird to think about. I don't want to
is
think
it?
About
is it? Because she
Sterling
also said
is.
Bigger doesn't necessarily mean better. Hey, listen.
That's true. It depends, I guess, how you
it's
use
like a screw
it.
And a bolt. It's got to fit. And sometimes it's not the best fit.
There is a thing about it being too big, but there's an awful thing about it being too small.
That is true. Didn't you run away from somebody once or laugh at somebody?
No, not for it being too big. I
no,
laughed
too
at
small.
Somebody for being too small.
Yeah, didn't
yeah.
you chuckle at somebody?
Yeah, I laughed. I said I was sick.
One look
that's
at
so
it, one
sad.
Look at it. I know.
Sorry, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Even
and
Nicole,
even
who hates
it?
These things, is laughing over there.
He knew. Poor guy. I want to call him and be like, something traumatizing
well,
happened to you years
I didn't
ago.
Tell him that's the reason
he
I laughed.
He knows. He's self. Although, if you have a small penis, I do think you should be obligated to disclose that.
No way.
Why not?
No
way. Because now, then it's awkward in the bedroom.
Now, if the guy's overly big,
I think you should
and
disclose
he's got a small,
that too.
A oh. small rod.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That to me is a little unusual. But if you're messing around with somebody who's small, you have to guess that it's going to be a small rod. Was this
guy
short?
Was, no. Trust me, it was a shocker.
Is he an athlete?
Is it micro?
No. It was pretty
it
small.
Pinky finger?
Was it an innie?
Pinky finger? Yeah, it's micro.
He chuckled. And you know Loren's got that obnoxious... obnoxious chuckle. Where's my Loren laugh?
That's what she said when she saw it.
Pretty much.
Poor guy.
Like, I gotta go.
And then the awkward thing, when you know someone has a small penis, then the next person they date, you can only think about how you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, they're dating this person and they're having to deal with that small
oh,
prick.
But there might be a woman who is like, I'm fine with you.
Can I go back to my story really quick?
Yeah, of course.
Because Roy met the guy. When we
I
were,
did?
Yeah. When we were at Tortuga.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
He's very attractive. Yeah. It's a shame that his penis is small.
Did you tell him that was the guy with the small wiener?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that now. He's very, very handsome.
Yeah.
All right.
And not like short. I mean, he's not like 6'5", but he's
like
at least
you.
6 foot.
Like
is he married?
Now he is.
Yeah, so some kids?
Well, oh. I wonder why.
Maybe the magic isn't happening. All
yeah.
right. We told you on the show today that we were going to talk about male genitalia in the rap party, and we came through, people. And again, if you're one of the people that listens to the Rap Party podcast, we got a text. We're loving this. Like, text us where you're listening to us from. We got D.C., Colorado. We got San. What was it? Sacramento. There's one in Michigan. Somebody's listening to us in Michigan.
Yeah.
So get to us and tell us 704-570-9595. Where do you listen to the Rap Party podcast?
Okay.
It's interesting. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.